listen everybody to the words I have to say. Better get ready, because the Lord is coming one day.
Thank you for tuning in to the Prophet Daniel's Report. This is Daniel White IV, the eldest son of Daniel White III. The intro music that you just heard is my late grandfather, Daniel White Jr., singing a song titled Get Ready. Today, my father, Daniel White III, is going to share with you news and information relating to biblical prophecy so that you can be prepared for the second coming of Jesus Christ. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 20 books, including Just Jesus and the Prayer Motivator. He has spoken in meetings across the United States and in 23 foreign countries, and is the president of Gospel Light Society and Torch Ministries International. Now, here's your host, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Prophet Daniel's Report. This is report number 630, and this is the first time that we have ever done this report live. And so if you're with us on Periscope, Facebook Live, or one of our other many platforms, you are a privileged individual and a blessed person. My name is Daniel White III, here to remind you that Jesus Christ is coming back one day, and that you need to be prepared. This podcast / broadcast is not about predictions, nor is it about setting dates, as some people foolishly have done down through the years. However, it is all about preparation. First today, let's look at some signs of his coming in the news. The disciples asked Jesus Christ in Matthew 24:3, "What shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" Jesus Christ then went on to give them and us clear signs that show us when we can begin to expect to see the coming of the Lord and the end of the world as we know it. Those signs include, number one, the appearance of false Christs and false prophets. Number two, wars and rumors of wars. Number three, famines. Number four, pestilences, fatal epidemic diseases. Number five, earthquakes in various places. We just had one in a strange place yesterday, I believe, in Montana. And many believe a big one is coming that's going to do great damage. Maybe because the most blessed people on earth, Americans, have been disobedient and foolish. Number six, be that as it may, increased persecution of believers is happening all around the globe. Number seven, the gospel being preached in all the world via the internet. Even as I speak, I'm preaching to people and speaking to people all around the world simultaneously live, and then many more on demand. Thank God for the internet. Number eight, signs and great wonders in the heavens involving the sun, moon, stars, and planetary movements. Number nine, distress and perplexity among people. Number 10, increased violence as in the days of Noah. Number 11, increased homosexuality and sexual immorality as it was in the days of Lot. Number 12, the rise of Gog and Magog, which many Bible scholars believe refers to Russia, and there are many others that I could share with you, but will not for the sake of time. Looking at world events through the lens of the Word of God, let's look at some headlines from today's news that point to the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. First, today, under the sign category of earthquakes in diverse places. According to CNN, a 6.5 magnitude earthquake struck the central Philippines on Friday. Two people were killed and dozens were injured. The quake damaged power plants, knocking out electricity, and causing landslides. Second, today, under the sign category of wars and rumors of wars, according to Aram Online, the Egyptian military said on Friday that 26 army personnel were killed or injured by car bombs that targeted a security checkpoint near Rafah in North Sinai, and that the army had killed 40 militants in the attacks. The army statement said security forces in North Sinai have successfully foiled a terrorist assault on some checkpoints south of Rafah, killing 40 militants. Security forces have been battling an Islamist insurgency for several years in North Sinai. Militants have killed hundreds of security personnel. Egyptian troops have also killed hundreds of militants during operations in the border region. Third, today, under the sign category of wars and rumors of wars, according to Newsweek, the U.S. military has sent spy planes to Israel and plans to dispatch a warship to Israel amid unverified Pentagon reports that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad was planning a chemical weapons attack. As Assad on Tuesday visited a key airbase on Syria's west coast that is leased by Russia, three U.S. spy planes flew just miles away over the Mediterranean Sea. The U.S. attacked the Syrian airfield in April after accusing Assad of using it to launch a sarin gas attack on civilians days earlier. The aircraft carrier USS George H.W. Bush also docked in Haifa, Israel, this week, bringing with it up to 5,700 sailors and pilots and about 50 aircraft. Ladies and gentlemen, you can read these stories in more detail and get more Second Coming related news on our website at secondcomingherald.com. Now, beloved, it's time for Prophecy Boot Camp. You say, well, what is Prophecy Boot Camp? Prophecy Boot Camp is where we deal, if you will, with the basics of prophecy, the second coming of Christ, and what will happen in the future according to the Bible. Our aim here is not to make predictions, we want to be clear, but to help you get prepared by understanding how things will unfold in the end times. Our topic for today is titled Battle of Armageddon Part 5 from Dr. Ed Heinsohn's book Revelation Unlocking the Future. And I want to remind you, beloved, to take advantage of our special offer. If you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of this book, Revelation Unlocking the Future by Dr. Ed Heinsohn. Dr. Heinsohn simplifies the message of the revelation so that you can easily understand it for yourself. You need this book in your library. It is available on our website for just $30. You can make your purchase today at secondcomingherald.com. Seven bowls of wrath. There are obvious parallels between the trumpet judgments and the bowl judgments. We have already observed these in chapter 6. The basic similarities have to do with the objects of each of the first six judgments: earth, sea, rivers, sun, darkness, Euphrates River. And by the way, the Euphrates River is in the news today. Isn't that interesting? In both cases, the seventh judgment involves a voice announcing the finality of the judgment, followed by lightning, thunder, hail, and an earthquake. The differences between the trumpets and the bowls have to do with the more universal extent of the latter. The whole world is affected by the bowl judgments. No one escapes, and they come in rapid succession. As soon as God commands them to go, they move with swift abandonment. Each pours out his bowl, cup, or goblet upon its designated target. Thomas notes the irony of the fact that the same verb, ekkio, used in Revelation only in this passage, is used in Acts chapter 2 to refer to the pouring out of God's Spirit on the day of Pentecost. While there are obvious parallels between the trumpets and the bowls, the bowl judgments are specifically called the seven last plagues. Seven is the predominant numeral of the apocalypse. The seven bowls are poured out in rapid succession. It is too late to repent or to stay the hand of God. The world is nearly wiped out before it knows what hit it. Beloved, we will continue our discussion of these judgments in our next podcast. In closing today, let's consider what God wants you and I to do in light of His second coming. Jesus Christ said in Luke 19:13, "To occupy till I come." In light of that, we are continuing our journey through the book Coming Events and Present Duties by J.C. Ryle. It is a collection of what he called prophetical tracts that focus on the believer's duty in light of the signs which point to the second coming of Jesus Christ. He goes on to say, and share with us, "Occupy Until I Come, Part 21, based on the parable of the nobleman who went away and left talents for his servants to use in his absence." J.C. Ryle writes, "There is a great change yet to come on this world, and a change we ought to keep constantly before our mind's eye. That change is a change of masters. That old rebel, the devil, and all his adherents shall be cast down. The Lord Jesus and all his saints shall be exalted and raised to honor. The kingdoms of this world shall become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. That change is a change of manners. Sin shall no longer be made light of and palliated. Wickedness shall no longer go unpunished and unreproved. holiness shall become the general character of the inhabitants of the earth. The new heaven and new earth shall be the dwelling of righteousness. That change is a change of opinion. There shall be no more deism or skepticism or infidelity. All nations shall do honor to the crucified Lamb of God. All men shall know him from the least to the greatest. The earth shall be full of the knowledge of him as the waters cover the sea. If you can say amen, wherever you are, say amen. If you can't say amen, nod your head. If the Lord tarries his coming, beloved, and we live, we will continue looking at this topic in our next podcast / broadcast. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you that your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, came the first time to die for our sins and to be resurrected. And now he's sitting at your right hand, and we're looking forward to him coming the second time. Lord, it is our hope, and we pray that you would forgive us of our sins as Christians and help us to live like he came the first time and that he's coming the second time as well. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake, amen. Beloved, remember the words of the Lord in Matthew 24:42. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doeth come. Matthew 24:44 says, therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. If you are not ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, may I lovingly encourage you to get ready today by trusting the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Here is how. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. Pardon me. You are a sinner and you have broken God's law, and so have I. So has the Pope, so has Billy Graham, all of us are sinners. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, accept the fact, dear friend, that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving, people who don't believe in God, who don't believe in Jesus, and the abominable, mean and hateful people, homosexuals, and adulterers, and fornicators, and murderers, people who kill other people, and sorcerers, people who practice witchcraft, and whoremongers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now that is bad news, but here is the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. No matter what you have done, no matter who you did it with, no matter where you did it, if you are an adulterer, you're a homosexual, you are a murderer, if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you can be saved today. Jesus Christ died for everybody in the world. that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, that is, perish in hell, but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, that is, the Jew and the Gentile. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, keep looking up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Let us join in the prayer of John the Revelator when he prayed, "Even so come, Lord Jesus." May God bless you and keep you is my prayer.
Thanks for tuning in to the Prophet Daniel's Report. Remember, you can stay up to date with prophecy news and events on our website at secondcomingherald.com. If you would like to know more about accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior, what to do after salvation, or looking for a good church home, please visit GospelLightSociety.com for more information. This radio broadcast can be heard daily on Live 365, BCNNRadio7.com, GospelLightWorldRadio.com, Buzzsprout, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and can be downloaded from numerous outlets online. God bless, and until next time, keep looking up for your redemption draweth nigh.
You got to get your business straight.
He's coming again.
Yeah.